Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti, my wonderful co-host, Veronica, who's talking to us from Costa Rica.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody. It's hot here. It's great.
It's wonderful. The wonders of technology that we can do this show from. And sound like we're talking to one another in the living room.
Yeah,
I love
it. Fun. I do, too. Yeah.
And you're coming through loud and clear, honey, just so you know.
Oh, good. That's great.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Tonight's show, a window of opportunity to create your new dream. I'm really excited about tonight's show. I'm tired, but I'm excited.
Because things are changing so fast on the planet, it's hard not to.
Oh, Lord. So I'm going to quote what I sent out, which I really loved. It says, the new moon in Aries is one of the major launching pads for the astrological year. It's actually the first new moon of the new year, and I didn't realize that the spring equinox is actually the true new year. So at any rate, it's a time of risk-taking and exploration when looking ahead is more important than standing pat. This lunation is colored by questions of self-worth and fears of economic contraction. However, the bright spot of Aries, which is what our new moon is a reminder that we have the power to act positively and bring desirable changes into our lives. So tonight the team is going to do a wonderful meditation. They've, you know, kind of given me a preview, and it's incredible. And we have a host of beings, a host, and I can't emphasize that one enough, a host of beings who are participating for all of you. And so in your co-creation tonight. And so I'm very excited. And, you know, this really, as everybody was coming in, I'm like, oh, my God. They really love us.
Wow. Well, we need to support these days because change is at the high point, isn't it?
Oh, Lord, is it ever. And I'd like to dedicate tonight's show to creating our greatest dreams, and also talk a little bit about what everybody's been dealing with. First of all, Veronica, tell us what it's like in Costa Rica, honey.
Well, it's really beautiful. I'm in a retreat center, and people would love it, actually, where it's restful, and there's little casitas, and there's a wonderful jungle around, and amazing birds, and we're eating organic great food, doing a workshop and meditation. It's lovely. And that's all I know so far because I came in late last night.
Is it hot, hot, hot?
Very hot. It's probably about 85 or so, something like that.
85 what?
Degrees.
Okay, you faded off for a minute, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right,
can you still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, darling. Are you on the ocean?
No, I'm not, but we're up in the forest. We're up in the mountains, and there's creeks, and it's very, very lovely.
How beautiful.
Yeah, and there's a big 10-sided round kind of place where we do yoga, and I'm giving my workshop there, and it's almost outside. You know how it is in the tropics where you can be almost outside?
Yes.
Oh, my, it's lovely.
How beautiful.
Yeah, I'm really glad to be here, actually.
How exciting. Well, I'd love to be there.
You're invited.
Yeah, I know, except I'm working.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what a rough ride this has been, even in this last week. Well, it feels like we've just been on one rough ride after another.
Yeah, big challenges, eh? Big challenges.
Oh, Lord. And lots of people feeling absolutely dog-tired, unbelievably sleepy. These energies are creating, you know, huge discomfort, digestion again, and headaches and aches and pains all over the body. However, what I've noticed since the equinox, and even though we're coming up to this new moon as powerful as this, well, we're here now, but I've noticed that I started getting really stronger. Have you felt that, Veronica?
Yes, I'm a lot stronger, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I've been traveling a lot, haven't had much sleep, and I'm just going really well.
Beautiful. That's exactly how it feels. And also some of the cobwebs are starting to clear, which I'm really thrilled about. I would like
Aries. Aries moves us through, doesn't it?
I'm sorry?
Aries will do that. It moves you through.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I would like to have language back again. You know, that's been my challenge, is I've had absolutely no access to language. It's been almost too humorous. It's so funny. I mean, things that words I've used all my, I can't pull them up no matter what. And, for a while I thought I was getting Alzheimer's.
You know what, Jackie? I thought that sounds like me. I've been having a hard time getting the names of things to come up and so on. It's really weird.
It's unbelievable. I really, I mean, I've just sat around and laughed for the last, 2 weeks about this because it's just been so damn funny. And, I have to ask for assurance. Are you sure, guys, I'm not losing my mind? And, then I get the big hee-haw about losing my mind.
Well, we're supposed to be losing our mind. That's the thing we're trying to reprogram, isn't it?
That's exactly. As I understand it from them, we're being totally recalibrated.
Mm.
And I think that that's, I'm hoping, however, that I don't start speaking some foreign language, when I'm done.
E.T. language.
Yeah, right. I'm just going to read a couple of quotes here. Part of this is becoming as free and clear as possible is what our souls are attempting to do. So we continue to prepare for a new residency in a very new place, hopefully one with a language. And even though many of us may be fairly clear of much that is vibrating lower than we now are or was holding us down in the past, we still do not yet know exactly where we're going. I want to say also in this, I've got a couple of things on here about this. Big issues around power, huge issues around power, oh my Lord, and feeling powerless, and these really coming to the surface, and what I'm seeing is that this is lifetimes of feeling powerless, not just this one, surfacing, and you're all, for everybody who's listening, so incredibly courageous. I love and honor every one of you because I recognize that, it's like we've been through a war together, right?
We really have. I mean, gosh, the changes have been just amazing.
Oh.
Are your people also going into a calmer time or into feeling more done?
I've had people today that, some of them really feeling just squeezed, absolutely squeezed or boxed in and... we immediately jumped into soul work, deep soul work, and, to get them some relief. I mean, it's really been, the whole week I've seen this with extraordinary beings, where some of this stuff hit really critical points for people. And it just having to reshift, where our thinking is, but it's really more than that. It's like, I have to go back to this soul lifting thing because it's just been so... Again, they bring something in, and I don't always understand the how imperative it is until after the fact. But I'm really seeing, as we're unwinding all these lifetimes, how incredibly powerful it is. Another quote, April will bring in many more connections and even more of a move forward. This is out of something I did not forward with the announcement because I got it yesterday. After I sent out the, or last night, late after I sent out the show announcement. April will bring in more, many more connections and even more of a move forward. Things are anchoring in now, if ever so slowly. The equinox and new moon opened more doors, brought us more fully out of the old and allowed yet more freedom into our lives. These events in March allowed us more room as we could then progress yet a bit forward, still more fully out of the old, not having to swat at old energies and so on. Again, what's been interesting to me is, trying to fix things based on an old paradigm, and I've seen this week as well, and realizing you can't do it that way anymore. I mean, you absolutely can't use the old paradigm to try to fix anything because it just absolutely doesn't work. So, you know, it's like throwing out every map we've got, all the old maps, because they just simply don't apply. They won't work. They don't apply. And, you know, I had someone who was feeling a sense of, you know, this is my assignment. I'm supposed to do this, running a company. And they, it was very powerful for them, you know, to do the best job. And basically, you know, what the team said to them is, look, you're anchoring so much light on the planet. You're doing your job. You are not being assigned to anything, okay, other than the fact that you have been anchoring such an incredible amount of light, that whatever you do beside that is optional.
Wow.
And I thought that that was really an interesting statement. And, you know, a lot of times I don't remember the sessions at all, but that particular piece I remembered because it was so powerful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and what it did is kind of remove all of this crap, okay, where this person was feeling solely responsible for, you know, kind of leading this chaotic situation forward and trying to put out fires and hold everything together, you know, because people are in chaos, period. And, you know, just having a hell of a time. And so I think that that, you know, it made me realize for all of us how much light we've been anchoring on the planet as we've been going through all of this. And and I want to say this, that as I've been doing sessions this week, what's been interesting to me is, one, working in the archetypes, I mean, working in archetypal energies, so powerful that, you know, I'd get done with a session and I'd just go, holy mackerel, mother. And in addition to that, also seeing that, and I became aware of this with a couple of sessions, one in particular, that not only were we working with all their other lifetimes at the same, and they were actually showing up, those other lifetimes were actually showing up, and part of the lineage and so on, but also other beings coming in to participate. And I'm thinking, ay, ay, ay. And as I perceived it to be, the light bodies of, you know, of other humans who, and I'm thinking, all right. Which kind of takes me to my knees sometimes when it gets too big, you know, doing a single session and you've got all of these other beings involved. Energetically, it's a lot. And for me, you know, I'm just kind of like, oy, oy, oy. And, this is, you know, I'm just seeing these quantum shifts occurring, and I'm going, you know, we've all been working so hard. And I want to say this, especially you, Veronica, you work like a dog, honey. And, you know, everyone else, oh, yeah, you do. You work hard, sweetheart. And everyone else out there that's listening is that, you know, we've been working hard to get where we are, to get through this, to do the best we can. You know, so many people have been so committed on your spiritual paths, you know, trying to hold families together and jobs and lives together. And, you know, when they said this to this person about how the fact that what they were doing was anchoring all this light on the planet, and thinking about it, it just really drove it home for me how everybody out there is doing this and still trying to have a human life in addition to it.
Trying and what to get a life.
What?
Trying to get a life.
Get a lot, yeah, exactly. Get a life, and so it sent huge waves of love and compassion over me for everybody, and really understanding because you know we've all been good soldiers, you know, whining but good soldiers,
whining in service.
Yes, whining in service. Absolutely. It's true, you know. it's true. My emergency table is just, it's hysterical. I'm throwing away reams, you know, of stuff. You know,
Oh, your emergency tables where you put people in emergency so that they have...
That's support. Right. I have people that are working with us. You know, the team always offers that, you know, if you have an emergency in between, you know, just email. And so that goes on the emergency table, and, you know, that stuff starts piling up. And, you know, a couple of days ago, you know, I kept all the new stuff, but I threw away a full ream of paper.
Oh,
of emergencies, and it was just like...
That means the emergencies are all over, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I don't know if they're all over, but, you know, the same. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, it made me laugh. I'm just thinking, oh, my Lord. I want to read this. By June, our anchors will be complete. We will be fully grounded in the new and ready for our new lives and new realities to begin their complete and assured new beginnings with more groundedness. By April, we'll feel so much lighter and experience so many magical occurrences. And, you know, this was very reassuring as I was putting some of these little quotes together, and I'm thinking, oh, thank God.
You know? We need this. Some people are actually moving on through right now, aren't they? There are people that are really getting freer and freer.
Oh, I think we're all getting freer and freer. I don't think there's any question about that. I think that it's just been a lot of people are kind of beat up. And, I mean, I'm seeing on the flip side of that, I'm seeing wonderful, magical things coming in, new ideas, new creations, new opportunities. And so, you know, I'm very aware that, you know, it's not all been difficult, but for some people it has. And I never want to, you know, diminish what they're going through because they've, you know, everybody has been in service and, but there are these miraculous things coming in, new ideas being birthed. You know, it's absolutely wonderful. And I love this one. Being squeezed through a new dimensional doorway so narrow that only the truest aspects of ourselves will make it to the other side.
Oh, wow. Well, that's probably good news in a very uncomfortable way.
Yeah, this doorway is acting as a spiritual sieve, filtering out all the illusions of powerlessness that we honored in disharmonious energies that we carried for many lifetimes. And that, to me, is exactly what we've been going through, right there. In other words, the buck stops here, and I would say that's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm. Stepping out of those fields and fields of stuff.
Oh, yeah. And, again, I'm seeing this from so many lifetimes for people, where they have especially power issues, where, and also, it was really interesting today, I'm doing a session, and I thought, wow, this particular person we were doing a session with, a relative of theirs, a very close relative, as it turned out, they've had umpteen lifetimes with this person in this universe.
No,
we had to go out of this universe for it to come to peace. With that, okay, what was so fascinating is that ultimately, and the team brought this up, ultimately, that in the game of this universe, they agreed to play this very negative side. It was like, and, you know, I looked at that and I went, whoa, okay? We're talking, what, billion years? You know?
It's a lot of work to be a human being.
Well, this isn't just human, though. This was through all lifetimes in the universe.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, in this particular person's lifetimes with this other person. And I was really amazed at this particular client. What was interesting is that this person was a stepfather in this lifetime, not even a blood relative.
Hmm.
And but that the relationship went back stronger with the stepfather than it did even with the mother. Wow. It was so fascinating.
Wow.
And, you know, so I'm just seeing some of these things now. And, the team kind of let them know that in the not-too-distant future, we're going to be able to understand what we've taken on, why we've taken it on. And all of a sudden, all of it will fall away because we'll recognize that these people truly loved us, came in and played these roles. And with that, there was this huge release that went through my body, which was kind of saying, wow, okay.
You mean it's going to all fall away like energy stuff that's just stuck to us and it's not really us?
Well, once we get to that point where we've, you know, we're healing and we're clearing and we're healing and we're clearing, but those key players, because I've seen this over and over again, that the key players in this lifetime, we're working on themes that we have, you know, worked with for lifetime after lifetime, not only on this planet, but throughout the universe. And most of them focus around power or love, you know, or whatever, but so many of them are power issues. And so many of them are, of course, love, you know, and fear. But what's interesting to me is as we get there, as we do the work, as we heal, it's like the matrix starts to come apart and we can start seeing the truth of it all. And it's just like, oh, whoa, wait a minute. It was a game. I mean, I hate to say that to everyone, but it was. So has it felt like
Do you think it needs a certain number? Do you think that sometimes I feel like it needs a certain number or a certain percentage before that falling away would be very complete?
Oh, there's no question about that. I absolutely agree with that. I mean, you know, remember, we're pushing through that, the opening right now, all right, to help other people come through. I mean, that was our goal here. You know, that's why we were willing to really go through all the discomfort and everything. That was part of the agreement. You know, we're good little soldiers, everybody. You know, we really, I mean, you don't have to say this. You know, looking back in retrospect, as some of this stuff has lifted off in this last week, and I look around and I go, phew. It's been a hell of a ride. You know, not necessarily an easy one, but it's been a hell of a ride. So, you know, also getting out of our stories about limitation and, you know, which we have, you know, how often and how long have we done that one?
Really?
Especially on this planet. I mean, that's this planet. No question about it. That's this planet. And there's been a ton of it. But I feel like we're finally going to get to breathe. I wouldn't say that, you know, ascension is over and, you know, it's a free ride from here. I would never go there because I have learned the hard way that's not the case.
Whenever we expect it to be a certain way.
Well, I think we're going to have some breathing room.
Well, that would be nice.
I know you wrote me a couple of days ago and you were feeling it in your body. What was going on?
Oh my gosh, I was just so incredibly insecure. I couldn't even believe it. And I was, actually, it was on the weekend, and I had another, and I'm saying this because I think it's really relevant to other people as well. I had another experience which took me back into an old, old process of betrayal in groups of women. And I became, first I was really annoyed because that's an old process, which I thought I had evolved beyond, or I thought I'd picked that out of my psyche, you know, picking out the old threads. And I got deeply, deeply
wounded.
Yeah, I did. I got really wounded, and I was wounded myself because I thought we'd worked hard, and I thought I'd gotten beyond a certain thing. But I was very, very, very insecure. And then we went to see, are you ready for this? We went to see Mother Mira, who came to Ferndale. You know Mother Mira?
Oh, how lovely. Yes, of course.
Yes, well, I always wanted to go to Germany, and then lo and behold, she pops into Ferndale, Washington, which is about two fingers wide. And I think that also, you know, going through a big challenging weekend, which was really a huge betrayal thing and a lot of my old insecurity issues, and then going to see Mother Mira, I was feeling like kind of a quivering gossamer being when I finally wrote to you, I think. Because when we went to see her, I know that we went through, you know how with the Avatar you really get released from a lot of incredible stuff, and it left us, at least left me reeling for a day or so.
Oh, all right. That's why you were looking at the chakra thing. All right.
Yeah.
And you're better now. You feel better.
I'm way better, yeah, way better. But it was just incredible to slam into an old program, right?
Well, you know, this really shouldn't surprise anybody.
Yeah, because I don't know how many people I spoke to over the last couple of days that had just gone through something. They say the last weekend I went through a horrendous rerun of my whatever, and I'm like, well, it must have been right in the air. It must have been another thing up for cleansing, you know?
Oh, absolutely. You know, again, anything that isn't cleared up, if it's sitting in your field somewhere, it's going to come up, you know, or it's been coming up, and another opportunity to take your power, you know, once
well,
and for
all.
Well,
it was more than a 20-second process.
Well, yeah, hello. Yeah, there's
yeah.
No question in my mind about that. I mean, I can feel it was actually very wounding.
Yeah,
and right. Well, these betrayal things are, I mean, I've been through the wounding thing, so I do, you know, the betrayal thing, I do understand how deep that goes in so many of us. You know, whether it's with women or men or whatever, it's still very deep.
It's very
and,
deep.
Yes. And I, you know, I'm still dealing with it in my body, so I, believe me, I understand that it's not easy for, and it's not easy for anybody out there listening.
Yeah, and I want to say that we know all this stuff, and we know it's not easy. But then when it hits, it's really disheveled. It's very disheveling. It really takes you down, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, I go, yeah, I know all this. No.
I mean, this happened to me, as you know, a couple of months ago. This huge disappointment, and on and on and on. I'm just now getting back on my feet physically.
Wow.
So I know I tend to take things on very physically. So this is where, you know, the old body instrument thing, but, you know, you do too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just I don't think you hold it as much as I do. I tend to hold it. Either that or I got a whole lot of crap in there that gets activated. It's one or the other.
Or else I think I take it into the nervous system.
Right. Right.
But,
I think you do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just, I don't remember what I was going to say. I want to be more grateful for it, and I'd like it not to take quite so long. Thank you very much. Like 2 minutes, 5 minutes, wouldn't that do well? But
yeah,
isn't it true, Jackie? We used to process something; it would take months and months, and now it is a lot faster than that.
Oh, it's so much faster! It's so much faster. There's no question about it. And you know, I this week I'm in awe with everyone. I just look at everybody and I just think, you know, what an amazing time this has been, and what courage it's taken for everybody to do what you've done. And, you know, and I won't leave myself out of the equation either, because I honor myself as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is not, it's not been easy. It's taken a lot of courage to be where we are, you know, to be willing to just work our high knees off constantly, and, you know, facing challenge after challenge. And for all of you who are listening out there, you're all amazing people and been willing to really dig in. Now, the team, let's talk about this. Hopefully you've all been thinking about what you want to create tonight, what your new dream is, and the team has offered to join with that co-creatively. They're going to take us on a meditation. I'm very excited. I had to put my request in early, so that you... don't forget me. So I'm going to go into meditation. Anything else you need to talk about, Veronica, your show or anything?
No, I think everything is coming along. Oh, yeah, my show, you mean my Tuesday show? We're
right.
going to talk to Almeen again. I'm running Almeen. She's it's a rerun of a program from before, but she's very good at talking about these huge shifting dimensions. She talks a lot about how the limitations, the way she puts it is limitations have been released in the universe. If you take limitations as a vibrational influence that's out
yeah.
in the universe, that's how she talks. So it's very interesting. So that'll be Tuesday at 5 o'clock.
That sounds fascinating.
Yeah, she's pretty interesting.
Oh, wonderful.
Who are you, Jackie?
Oh, yeah, I'm just...
Well, it is all fascinating, all these different points of view on this huge change we're going through.
Oh, it's amazing. It's absolutely
yeah.
amazing. And it vibrates differently for different people, and they find exactly what's right for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if each person brings some wonderful nugget, piece, whatever, it's so beautiful. All right, I want to go into channel here so the team can come through. Love you, honey.
Love you, too. It's good to connect from such a great distance, everybody.
Yes, it is.
Go to bed. What can I do for you? Oh, I'm busy, aren't I?
All right, everyone. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome,
Hello.
Veronica.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, we are always wonderful. We could be no other way. And we know that all of you are doing the absolute best you can under the circumstances. We send our apologies to any of you that are suffering. Please know that we love you. We know this has not been easy. Now,
but we're in the birth canal, aren't we?
Yes, you're going through a recalibration, everyone. And it has been the ultimate challenge for all of you. So many of you spending a lot of time in the dream, both sides. Many of you sleeping uncontrollably and many of you unable to sleep. So each one of you are experiencing it differently. You in the channel were talking about how each one of you processed energies differently. Likewise, all of you out there listening to this, whether tonight or through the archives, every one of you processed energies differently. All right. An extraordinary time. And there are some of you that are cruising through. We know some that are just cruising through this. So now don't feel badly. It's not that you haven't done well or there's something wrong with you that someone else can cruise through. That's not the case at all. Now, they may have gone through something else, you know, very difficult and traumatic, and moved through all those energies then and not having to do as much right now. All right. Many of you looking around at other people saying, wait a minute, why aren't they suffering? You know, why me? Many of you feeling that possibly there's something wrong with you, that you're going through this and others are not. All right. We want you to understand that's not the case. There is nothing wrong with you. All right?
Mm-hmm.
We would say it is your very amazing commitment in this lifetime to what you're doing. There are times we're not certain that you even realize fully what you are doing. You think you do. You've known that spiritual growth was this was the goal in this lifetime for you, regardless of when you came to that. For some of you, you know, you came in that way. For some of you, not realizing it until later in life. Some of you coming to it early, leaving, and then coming back. Now, each and every one of you, honored beyond anything that you can imagine. We know you've heard these words before from other channels besides ourselves. But we want to really drive this home, especially tonight. As we go into this meditation, we would like you to go in with a sense of having truly served yourself and us, having served the earth through this time. You have been in service, beautifully in service. And there are many, Channel said it earlier, that are going to be present tonight during this experience. If you can allow it in, if you can allow in the love and the honoring, now they're going to add their energies in a co-creative way to what you desire to create tonight anyway. Now, some of you know, we hope not, as we lead you into this meditation, may get there and say, oh, no one was there for me, right? Oh, no, they're there. It's only whether you can open to see an experience. So just allow that they are there for you. For you. This is, in a way, their way of honoring all that you've done. Thanking you for your service. We'd like you to let that in. And because they love you as well. Because they love you as well. They know how difficult it's been for you to walk through a lot of what you've walked through in these years, in these months, and in these weeks. Some of you from the very beginning in your lives, taking on an awful lot. All right, we want to get right into this now.
All right.
We're going to ask you all to listen to the sound of our voice. And allow now the relaxation to wash over your body. Feet and ankles, calves and knees, thighs and hips and fingertips, trunk of body, front and back. Arms and shoulders, neck and jaw. Chin and mouth, nose and eyes and top of head. Relax, dear ones. Allowing yourself to relax. A beautiful state of relaxation. And opening now your mental eyes. Before you, what looks like a movie theater screen. But it's not a screen. It is a membrane. A membrane. A living membrane. We want you to walk into it now, full stride. Walk into the membrane. And as you do, it gives, it wraps around you, surrounding you, suspending you, holding you, supporting you. And suddenly popping through to another dimension. For that, dear ones, was the veil. That was the veil. Finding yourself in this other dimension, this parallel dimension, this world, under a beautiful moonlit sky filled with stars. On what feels like a warm summer's night. The air rich and heavy with the scent of flowers. As you breathe it in, allowing it to waft over you. Finding yourself standing before the opening to a cave. Beautiful violet light, amethyst in color violet, emanating from the opening of this cave. Not only the color, the light, calling you, seducing you, but with it, a music, a sound, a tone, something you've heard before, but you can't identify. Bend down now, just slightly to enter the cave. On the other side, as you stand upright, this enormous expanse, finding yourself inside of this enormous crystal temple, not a cave at all, filled with crystals, made of crystal, so enormous you can't really describe it. And as you look in the air, dolphin mooing, the beautiful tone that called you, the sound of whales singing. And now, allow yourself to drink in, to open up to those that are waiting for you, standing there waiting to greet you. For some of you, you may see Merlin. For some of you, you may see Jesus, what you call Jesus, Yeshua, and Mary. For some, Isis and Osiris. For some, you may see all of them. Sekhmet, Lilith, Buddha, Kuan Yin, Merlin, Melchizedek, Hathor, and the Hathors. Hathor of Egypt, the Hathors of Venus. For some, the elements, the fairy and David Grounds. The angels and archangels, ascended masters. Some of you have specific teachers that you have worked with. They will be there as well. Your higher self and soul, spirit, your guides, those that you work with, all there as well. And we are there. You may see us as orbs of light. You may see us in physical form. Some of us you already have relationships with in physical form. For some it may shock you, for some it may make you giggle. As much as you can take in, all of them waiting for you. And there in the center, a chair just for you. Just for you, as everyone stands around you. You're led to the chair now to sit down. And here, we want you to tell your story. Tell your story of what you want to create now. perhaps relationship. For so many of you, that longing, that knowing that it's there somewhere, that calling of your very soul. For some of you, finding your great work. Some of you already know what that is, but want to take it to another level. For some of you, still moving out of limitation. Try not to put dollar amounts on things, people. You see, your joy, your excitement of what you want to create, the money will come. It's part and parcel of the creation. To use an example, Veronica wants to do a television show. She doesn't need to say, I want to make lots of money. She can say, I want to do the television show. That will bring the money, you see. The prosperity comes with it. Being abundant is being abundant on all levels. Raise the bar, people. What do you really want? What do you want to create now? A relationship with us, perhaps. Some of you may notice Ashton, Saint Germain. You may be shocked at some of the beings that you see in here. Don't be surprised, they're there. For some of you, wanting to channel. Wanting to have more direct contact. And your future self is here as well, your optimum future. What is it that you want? Don't be afraid now. Don't feel foolish about what you want. As you speak the words and the pictures come out showing, you may be fascinated as these are created like a hologram. Look, this is what I really want to create. As Veronica describes her wonderful television program, seeing it forms before her. All with the audience and people clapping and put your energy into it, people. The feeling, I just want to be loved. I want to feel as though I belong finally on the planet. I want to feel safe. I want to have fun. I want to be in a state of joy. Or I want to be out of fear. Now, we caution you, no negative creations. I want to be filled with joy implies that there is no fear. Images, people, start sending the images into the hologram of what you want. Let that hologram be filled now with the images of what you want. You can do this. Project it out now, every thought turning into a hologram. Look at the love and support. Don't be afraid of feeling foolish here. Everyone is here to support what you're creating right now because they love you. For some Lazarus, may sense this beautiful ball of light, this wonderful energy. The enormity of this place, perhaps taking this in as you create your holograms, the beauty. Keep sending them. here's a hologram of me in love. I'm in love. Look at this. I'm so happy. Here I am getting married. Look, as he puts the ring on my finger. Or perhaps having a child. Or that invention that you're wanting to bring to the world to change the world. Perhaps some new thing on the internet, some wonderful business is going to change things, some new device that will change things. But the hologram should be filled with joy, not fear. All of the resistance is out of the way. Now watch the energies coming in from everyone present to all of the holograms that you've created. Watch as the energies come in. Beautiful, sparkling, as they begin to spin. Spinning all around all of them. Watch them now. Taking on new energy. These are your dreams, people. And everyone present, including us. Adding our energy to co-create with you because we love you, because we honor you for all that you have done, for all that you are. You are here to show that it can be done, to be the leaders, to show others that it's safe to dream. So dream big. Dream big, dear ones. Don't be afraid. Perhaps it's health. To have that back healed or that bone or that cancer. Whatever it may be, see yourself in this hologram as whole and complete and filled with joy, dancing, whatever. Perhaps you want to be doing television or radio programs yourself, or writing a book, finding your voice. It's all there. Create the hologram.
We have to be done in a few minutes, or about 2 minutes.
All right. We are going to leave you here, all of you, as we end this program. Allow yourself 10 to 20 minutes to interact, to dance, to play. And know that this will continue on through your dream state, dear ones. Know that we love you. Know that we love you. And trust that you deserve. We send to all of you our total, complete, unconditional love as we continue to play with you after this program is over. Veronica, we love you, dear one.
Enjoy your time. I love you too.
To everyone, namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much, and blessings, everyone.